Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in an hour, we will talk to the Red Hot coach of the Washington Capitals. They won again last night. Spencer Carberry will join us at 9 o'clock, but right now it's Game Show Wednesday, your chance to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters and a Wizards game next Friday night. We're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid. The prizes are on the line, not dollars.
Correct.
Hence the name Zippy Dollar Pyramid. And I actually did a little research last night. So if you ever watched Pyramid back in the day, whatever... Mm-hmm. They called it, whether it was $25,000.
I think that was the original name, 25K.
And that was Dick Clark, I believe, was the host for a while.
I think you're right.
There were different hosts over the years, and they changed it to just Pyramid.
Chuck Woolery might have been, had a cup of coffee as the host.
Yeah, there were the opening rounds, but then there was something called the winner circle, which is actually what we're doing. We're doing that portion where there's 6 categories, and we will give you clues. And if you can figure it out, then you move on to the next category. And the way we're going to play it here is you'll have 60 seconds to figure out the 6 categories. The Junkies will feed you clues in said categories.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Does that make sense?
Pretty straightforward, I would think.
All right, let's punch up a contestant.
So the listeners can be donks, and they'll try to complicate things, but we'll try to navigate through it.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Hey, morning, Junks.
Hey, hello, Chris, should EB have visited Woodbridge instead of Manassas as he was trying to kill 4 hours yesterday?
I mean, Woodbridge is no better. In fact, I'd say Woodbridge is worse.
Do you say? What do you think, Chris?
I think everybody would say that.
Chris, is Woodbridge EB's worse than Manassas?
No, I'm right. Yeah. I know the layout of the land here.
He's admitting it.
Yeah. People in Woodbridge know it's nubs. There's nobody that has Woodbridge pride. Miss on a thing.
Do you want
Commander pride? I have Commander pride.
All right, all right. That's a thing. All that counts.
You're actually probably at. How long you been stuck in Woodbridge?
I've been stuck in Woodbridge since '98.
Right. So aren't you actively trying to get out?
You can't get out.
I cannot get out.
Are you just letting life happen to you? Or are you trying to have an impact
he's
on life?
He's in his fourth decade now in Woodbridge.
I mean, don't you want to actually see the world? Like, get out of Woodbridge?
He may travel. You know, don't know that.
I would say Woodbridge is better than the state of Maryland, though. So
I have to disagree.
Shots fired. That Woodbridge is better than the entire state of Maryland.
Ages-old argument: Maryland versus Virginia.
State of Maryland. Nobody could drive in Maryland.
Okay, that's. I mean, it's.
What do you do for a living, Chris?
HVAC.
Oh,
that's good.
Okay. It's great business to be in.
Not a plumber. I was, dude.
Blue collar guys like wage war against each other. Like, hey, I'm an HVAC guy. I'm not a plumber. Okay,
let's who does better, HVAC guys or plumbers?
They both do well. HVAC is cleaner.
That's imagine every day
not
going
snaking
in there?
Toilets. Every day.
I mean, I just can't even imagine that. I plugged my toilet the other day. And I literally, I couldn't, I was plunging forever. I was like, I might have to do the embarrassing thing and call
someone.
How many
times a day do you poop?
It was a once-er.
Because you're here doing it here all the time.
I went home, I had a big one. And honestly, my plunging was failing. And right. I thought I would have to, I've never done that before, call someone for
Maybe
have
a mediocre plunger.
No, eventually I got it.
Need to up your toilet game.
Yeah.
Get one of those ones that I got when I moved into the new place where they advertise you can put 30 golf balls in there and it'll still flush.
Valdez bought that one immediately.
Is that a Toto or something? Or special toilet?
I don't remember.
I'm sized for one here at work.
Hey, at Home Depot, that would sell. Like if you had a toilet, say if you have extra big duties, get this toilet.
Well, I really would like one that looked just like the one here at work. With the handle and everything.
Industrial size.
Yeah, it's just like industrial work strength. Toilet in my house.
You hear a power flush.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, who do you want to partner up with for Zippy Dollar Pyramid?
EB's been pretty friendly to me, so let's talk to EB.
Okay. EB.
All right. What he considers being friendly.
I guess.
There's going to be 60 seconds on the clock. He's going to feed you clues if you get the answer. Then you move on to the next one. Hopefully you get 6 and 60 to win your prize.
All right, Chris, here we go. Go ahead. Give me the first clue.
Soap, dishwasher, fluid, hand soap, water.
Dawn.
No.
Dawn.
Bleach. Detergent.
I'm going to be kind. He said soap. Things that clean is the answer.
All right. Liam Cohen. Can't remember all the other jobs. Skip.
Charlie Cooper.
What?
Head coach.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Kind of.
The Lady Gaga. What is that? What's that movie called?
Singer. Actress.
No. I don't know. Skip. All right. I don't know. Swim trunks. Can't say that one.
Why not?
Cap. Goggles.
Floaties.
Swimming devices.
Yes.
I think you were in a pool.
I think we got 3.
Yeah.
Struggling.
I didn't know Bradley Cooper movies.
Struggling.
I don't watch
Hangover. A Star is Born is what you were looking for.
Lady Gaga. All right. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Chris.
There's no way he can win.
Right, no, we're making them get 6 and 60.
Let's go to Jason.
Valdez, you had a comment?
Don't you have to give the... Hold on. So there's no category for...
No, we're doing... Oh, okay. I said we're doing kind of the winner's circle portion. Categories. Categories are...
Yeah, they got to guess the categories.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
One of the categories was things that clean. You could say... EB could have said vacuum cleaner.
Dude,
right. Whatever.
I said good ones. That was good. New NFL coaches, the only one I could think of was the Don Cohen.
Aaron Glenn.
Mike Vrabel.
Ben Johnson.
I was just in there.
You're in the tunnel. It happens. Dude, when that ticker is going off in your head,
Bradley Cooper
you get
movies.
Trapped.
Was he in the football movie? I was thinking about that.
The football movie.
Silver Linings
Playbook. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Good flick.
And then what's this next one?
He just went with Lady Gaga.
I really don't know if that's a football movie.
I mean, football plays a part in it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the one I was thinking of.
He's a big Eagles fan.
What
probably
is this?
Hate
cornerbacks? All right, I would have said.
You know
what
my favorite Bradley Cooper movie? Place Beyond the Pines.
Like pretty damn good.
That's a great movie.
With Ryan Gosling.
But I never would
that's
remember
a great
that title.
Flick.
Haunting soundtrack.
Yeah. Let's punch up our next contestant, Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
All right, let me see if I can find someone from another terrible town.
Is anybody calling from
Kensington?
It's actually a really nice town.
I mean, I see Silver Spring, Fairfax Station.
You know what? Can't go wrong with Capitol
Charlottesville.
Heights. Capitol Heights. Let's go. Is it Jason?
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
Jason, who do you want to choose to feed you the clues to figure out the categories?
I'll go with JP.
Yeah, he ain't going with me.
Use yours.
Oh, I get to use my own?
Yep, yeah. You get to use your own category. Right. You should have a leg up here. All right, you start giving the clues when you hear the ding.
Got you.
All right, Jason, here we go.
Chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin.
Cookies.
Yes. Barry Trotz, Spencer Carberry.
Head coaches, NHL. NHL head coaches.
Alex Ovechkin.
Washington Capitals.
Yes. Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci.
Artist.
Give it to him.
I mean, holding, offsides, roughing the passer. Penalties.
Yes.
Fruit Loops.
Cereal.
Fruit Loops. Frosted Flakes.
Cereal, not cereal.
Specific.
Be more specific.
Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Sugar Smacks.
Frosted Cereal. I don't know.
You got
all right.
It.
Travis Kelce, George Kittle.
Tight end.
Yes.
Good job. Winner.
Very nice. With some time to spare.
I probably violated the sugar cereals when
that's
I said
fine.
Sugar Smacks.
All right, so okay. He wins.
Yeah. Do you want the... actually, we'll hook you up with the Wizards tickets. You've won tickets to see the Washington Wizards Friday, February 7th versus Cleveland. It's the first Wizards Friday night concert series. You can stay for free post-game concert from Backyard Band and Junkyard Band for Go-Go Night. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/contest.
Very good. Congrats all on the winner. Right.
Is
good
that
job,
the
Jason.
One that we're doing the altcast?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Go-Go
Same
Night.
Yep.
No, but we're going to do it from...
Are we doing from the concourse?
I believe so.
Ah, okay. Very good.
Which, is that a Caps game or
it's
a
Wizards game? It's a Wizards game. It's
definitely a wrinkle.
Wiz game.
I think we're moving it back to the studio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's, okay.
You know what?
Another wrinkle.
Good.
That's better.
Because of anything we said or
thought?
Well,
you guys really want Jimmy Patsos on the show?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's not enough room for five
Love
people.
Love Jimmy Patsos.
In the oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Patsos is great. He could do two quarters.
Yeah.
Let's go to,
he could do four quarters.
Carl. Carl, what's up? Who do you want to work with?
Can we go JP again, or I'll be cooked with you? Either way.
Yeah, don't go with me.
Go with cakes and go with
fish. It doesn't matter. You pick whoever you want.
You can go JP if you want.
You guys are really working the trades today. You got an electrician. First plumber, HVAC, now you got an electrician.
Got all the bases.
Dude, I need an electrician at my house, for
real.
He's
from Bryantown. Where's that?
Southern Maryland, south of Waldorf. Just don't want to say Waldorf.
All my outdoor lighting is out. I don't know what happened.
He just doesn't want to say Waldorf.
Yeah, Waldorf just bad connotations.
Are you embarrassed to say Waldorf?
I mean, I lived in Waldorf in 81. I kind of want to punt on it now.
Yeah. I get it.
Get out of the bright lights of Waldorf.
Only the guys from Good Charlotte are proud of Waldorf, but they moved a million miles away from it.
They moved to L.A. and Australia.
If you're from Waldorf, do you look up to Bowie?
Oh, yeah. You
Listen,
definitely do.
I don't have that much Bowie. I don't have that much Bowie pride. But I think Bowie frowns on Waldorf.
Bowie has scoreboard
Bowie greater than Waldorf.
Or at least it used to.
Why?
Just... superior people.
Waldorf's just kind of nubbier.
Hey, we're a contractor away from like building a house.
Yeah, we are. What are we missing? Like a drywall guy?
Yeah, we need a drywall guy.
We
need a mason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody build a foundation.
Jason,
house.
You got to give me your categories.
Yeah. Well, I've got a bunch of different ones written down, but it's the ones I circled.
Oh, God.
I'm cooked.
No, you'll be fine.
All right, Carl.
Hold up. His writing is... it rivals on mine. Hold up.
Oh, you want me? All right.
Can you fix this one? I'm pretty sure.
I thought you weren't supposed to see the categories until it happens.
But his handwriting is abysmal.
Jason's taking all the fun out of it. The fun is not knowing.
It sounds stupid when you go. I can't think.
That's the point.
Well, it's a state.
Okay. I think it. All right.
Carl.
His hand. Do you think this is good handwriting?
Let me see.
Well, I was just jotting them down.
I mean, no.
But none of their handwriting's good. Yours isn't good.
Carl, oh,
isn't good.
Mine's he's ashamed good. Of his origins. I'm going to play the ding, and JP's going to start giving you the clues, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Indiana, Illinois, Michigan State.
He said states.
Big Ten states.
No, you made it. Big Ten schools, you're fine.
Little Rock.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yes. I'm going to pass on the next one. I can't read this, so...
Pictures, and that's pictures.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If you're such a dog, he's going to hear it.
Steven Strasburg.
Well, I mean, I wrote
Gio Gonzalez.
National pictures.
All right, he said it. Go.
Oh, you
next.
Wrote down the clues?
Yeah.
That's silly.
I hooked you.
Oh, Sarah, The Chain, Dreams, Gypsy.
Oh.
I wouldn't have been able to name one of them.
Songs.
Songs by who?
Sarah.
No clue.
All right.
McLaughlin.
Magic Johnson. John Stockton.
LA Lakers.
Isaiah Thomas.
NBA players.
Point guards.
Point guards.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Ask me the one that he didn't get or the one you were scared of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't read this one, but Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead.
Go Your Way, The Chain, Dreams, and Gypsy.
And maybe Little Eyes?
Go Your Own Way. Go Your Own.
I don't know.
Fleetwood Mac songs.
Fleetwood Mac tunes. Okay.
Oh, I would never get that ever in a million billion years.
I don't know. You've heard every song a billion times.
Yeah, but I don't know their titles.
Yeah. All right.
All right, that's it. Hey, we got one winner. We can save the other prize. We have Globetrotter tickets. We can save that for later in the program. Remember, we've got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He will join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Yesterday, Tailgate Ted was in studio, and I thought he made a good point about this run and the fans all of a sudden coming back, reveling in the wins, reveling in Jaden Daniels, this great run. And he said nobody was complaining about the stadium or the team name. And I've generally been on the side of they're not going to change the team name. But Kevin Sheehan may have some inside information. Yeah, this is our pal.
Kevin Sheehan's my guy.
Kevin Sheehan. He seems to think differently.
The fact that so many of those people in the fan base are saying, well, now that the season's over, can we get a team name back? It's not happening. This is who we are right now. Any place, anytime, anywhere, will be said.
Oh, something's going to happen, Joe.
Before, over 30 years.
Something's going to happen. It's not the old name, but something's going to happen. I'm still fairly confident about that. There are too many things that the organization knows about what the response to this season really was from a quantifiable standpoint. I think something's going to happen. I think still they got to get the stadium thing done first, you know, get it through the city council, all that stuff, and then we'll see what happens after that. Thanks for the call.
I don't know. I mean... Oh, I don't know what he's alluding to.
He seems really confident.
I don't know what he's alluding to. Maybe you could ask him off air, but like JP was pointing out, with like their merch sales and all that stuff, didn't they do, like you said, 100 million more this year than last year?
I think that was actually...
because they're winning.
I think that actually was attendance revenue.
Okay.
But I mean, they're making a lot more money this year, and we've seen some of these numbers
from
Fanatics,
which
is not just... Yeah, it's not just Jaden Daniels, but overall, mm-hmm. believe they sold more merchandise than any other... of the playoff teams.
Mm.
It's mostly because of Jaden Daniels. I get it.
Oh, of course. That's the engine.
This is anecdotal.
It.
And I think Cakes brought this up on Monday. So we're Honor Brewing on Sunday for the watch party. Everybody had Commander's gear. Everybody there had either a jersey or they had a hat. Sometimes they had both. And what Cakes said the other day was true. Just a few years ago, we were doing pregame shows at bars every week. You'd be hard-pressed to find more than one or two families that had any sort of Redskins, Washington football team, Commanders gear.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, the pride had been knocked away from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that show, like a pregame show, basically on and off for 25 years, right? Well, 20 years ago, you'd be at a bar. The bar would be all Washington football team fans. All Redskins fans. And then the last couple years before this season, you'd do one at a bar and there'd be just as many Eagles fans that want to watch the game on the TV or Giants fans or random Vikings fans. And then you'd see like one donk with a Cooley jersey. One guy with a Riggins jersey.
In like, years past.
My
yeah.
just my eyeballs say I'm seeing all this gear. I went to Dick's on Saturday.
I don't think your eyeballs are wrong.
Before
no,
the,
they are wrong. Half the people there were wearing Redskins gear on Sunday. Wasn't
before, well, they also do that with pride. They do that on purpose.
Yeah. Before yeah. the...
They were wearing burgundy and gold for a playoff game, sure, but it wasn't all brand new Commanders gear.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Before the game, I went to Dick's on Saturday. Dick's had this huge event. They had a DJ. They had face painters. They had music playing. They had food catered, coffee. Why? Because all they were doing was selling Commander stuff. Everybody was coming in there and they're just lapping it up.
They're making the best out of a bad placeholder name. Mm. This is the name for now. I've been vociferous about they are going to change the name because the biggest thing is it's still a relic from the Dan Snyder era. That's a leftover. It's
they don't want to be attached to that.
I just, think you guys are hung up
on
that.
It's a remnant of the old regime.
I am hung up on it.
I don't understand that.
I think, look, Josh wants to put his new stamp on this franchise. Yeah, he wants the new stadium. He wants a new name.
Everybody wanted a new stadium.
Your team name and brand is super important.
I know, but it's every time a deal. New guy buys a football team, they don't change the name.
I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime.
Oh, I think it's happening in our lifetime.
Who knows? But
unless you think your lifetime is less than 2 years, unless you got,
I'll bet you on two years.
2 years or less.
I'll bet you on 2 years.
It's not happening.
I'll bet you on 2 years.
I've already got a bet in the book where I think it's by a certain year.
But 2 years. You're saying 2 years?
25, 26.
I bet all the money.
I think the bet already that I have in the book is by
start of 27
by 27,
season.
They'll have a new name.
Yeah.
That's
I'll shove it all
I'm
in
with
against
you.
That.
I'm with you. Do you know how many conversations we've had about team name? Nobody's happy with any of them.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? They'll make the people that hate Commanders happy, but are you going to be happy with Red Tails? You're going to be happy with... With
almost anything
the Force or whatever they come up with.
That's a horrible name. Almost anything is better than Commanders. We've already litigated this over many, many shows.
Eric, on the flip side,
though. Replacing one bad name with a slightly less bad name is not a win.
On the flip side, if you change the name again, that would have been four team names
exactly
in basically 4 years.
But again,
they're not doing that.
Josh Harris's legacy.
No, his legacy is winning.
Yeah, his legacy is winning.
But also... When you buy a team with a bad name, you change the name at some point.
All right, how often does that happen?
Very, very rarely.
When has a guy bought a team and said, you know what, I don't like that name, I'm changing it. The only time names change is when there's political pressure.
The name was forced away from them.
Yes.
I understand the dynamics behind it. But Josh Harris is not going to sit by idly with a hastily put together weird team name that had a horrible rollout that we all goofed on.
Yeah, but people that happened. It's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but you can make it better. Just because it happened doesn't mean you have to accept it and keep accepting it year after year.
It doesn't really impact that much at this point.
What? A team name and brand and identity?
It's 5 years old now. It's like over. It's like it's in a, you know, they screwed it up.
It's like 2 years old. Two or 3 years old.
David Tepper bought the Carolina Panthers, what, a couple years ago?
Right.
Yeah. He didn't go, Panthers in Carolina.
Let's just change the name. There's a million Panthers.
There's inherently nothing wrong with Carolina Panthers.
There's nothing great about it.
There's nothing great about it, but...
I also think there's this idea that they're hell-bent on deleting... Anything with Snyder is crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy.
They just want to win. They want to make money, and they want to win. And they want to make money. They're not going around going, "Oh, you were drafted by Dan Snyder. You got to get out of here." Oh, they painted that bathroom by Dan Snyder. You got to change that.
They did that
paint.
With a lot of Ron Rivera guys
because they sucked. But it's not because
Commanders. The name sucks. So you eventually get rid of it.
I loathe the name probably more than you. But I just don't think it's that important in the grand scheme of the million things they got to do.
All I want is this. When it happens, and it will happen, I want Kevin Sheehan and your boy Flakes to be riding on a parade or a float down the middle of Constitution Avenue. And I want a ticker tape parade because I will have been correct.
Vindicated.
I just don't think there's any urgency to it.
The fact that Kevin is very confident that there's going to be a name change, I mean...
Don't you think he has...
He's got sources.
People on the inside that are telling him
I'm pretty confident
hinting to him.
It's not going to happen anytime soon.
I didn't say soon.
I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow, but it's happening.
2 years is soon.
I don't think it's 2 years.
I'm shoving all my money, the whole thing. It's not happening within 2 years.
And EB, you're so right about the people just want to get rid of everything associated with Dan Snyder. Are they getting rid of Terry McLaurin? He was here under the Dan Snyder era.
Of course not. Okay, so there's if one, you suck, one, you go.
Right.
That's what it is. But they don't care
that he bought that chair. They don't care.
No.
No one cares. No.
But you're speaking like a fan.
I'm not speaking like an average person.
Kevin's plugged in. He's not just throwing something out there as a fan. He's saying, this is what I'm hearing.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care what he's hearing. He's saying it's on the table. I agree it's on the table. No one likes the name. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Plus, they also brought in...
That's just like a very generic thing. When someone asks you, is it on the table to change the name? Sure. But it's as they've said, and I actually believe them, it's way down the list.
He said, I think they're changing the name. We can play the audio again.
No, I've heard it before. They've asked these guys before.
What about the new team president that was brought in, I think, in early December? I don't remember his name, but he used to be the CEO of Campbell Soup, overseeing a bunch of like huge brands. Campbell Soup, Rao's, Goldfish, brands that you know.
Changed their name?
Those names are like iconic. You wouldn't change those names because you know them and you've heard them for many, many years. When you hear Commanders, you don't think of anything. Commanders is a dumb, made-up name by somebody with a military fetish who slapped it onto the name of the franchise.
I think people are less hostile to the name now than they were 2 years ago.
Right, because they're winning and it's covering its deodorant. Winning is the ultimate deodorant.
Yeah, you get used to it. I actually like the name Wizards.
Right.
I love Bullets way better.
It took
than
a
Wizards,
while for you.
I mean,
it
I'm used to it now, but it's a worse name than Bullets.
But something's going to happen. I'm still fairly confident about
fairly
that.
They're confident.
I'm putting all my money.
I'm
supremely
confident.
I love Kevin. He's
I will re-raise Kevin Sheehan. Supremely confident that they will rename that horrible name that they settled on.
Cakes is funny because when we had this conversation, I don't know, a week or two ago, he wasn't saying I'm supremely confident. He was very tepid at best.
Yeah.
But he gets Sheehan to throw something supremely confident.
Because Sheehan's more connected on the inside than this goofball.
Well, he knows anybody is.
Yeah, he actually has real, like, some sort of intel that he's out there on a limb.
I don't need intel to use my brain. And my brain is... Everyone doesn't like the name, but it's also a massive gamble because you never know what you're going to... It's just a whole new can of worms. It's a massive can of worms to open that up. It's a lot easier to keep winning, keep selling Jaden Daniels jerseys, and not worry about it.
I'm willing to bet you $100, but you have to give me a 5-year runway.
Why, you said 2 years?
I'm making a bigger bet.
I thought you're supremely confident. If you're supremely confident...
2 years, we'll do a $10 bet.
10 in.
Put what is my bet with you?
I think it
was 2026, by the way, that you said that they would have a new team name.
I think Valdez has it in the book. He's got it documented.
It's not. It started 2027 season.
Thank you.
Okay, start of 2027 season.
I can't wait to be proven correct on this.
They got so much bigger. They're trying to figure out where the stadium's going to be. They got a million things. They got to plug all the leaks.
What'd you make of the drawing that went viral yesterday, or the video that went viral of RFK? Like,
I looked at it for 10 seconds.
Up.
It means nothing.
Great.
I still like the moat video. Who cares?
I saw they're going to make it out of some sort of like high end like timber. I'd rather the stadium be made of, I don't know, glass, concrete, like. Something a little more durable than timber. You're gonna have a wood stadium.
You're in charge of the name change right now. Okay,
yeah.
you're diehard.
Yeah,
change the name right now. Change it.
I've got it.
Go ahead. Go.
It used to be. I was stumping for Washington Gold a few months ago. That one.
Horrible.
That one
didn't That's
go terrible.
I've got
worse,
it.
Actually, worse than Commanders.
Not worse than Commanders.
Actually, worse
Nothing
than Commanders.
It's worse than Commanders.
His idea is even worse.
Which one are you?
I got it. I have the name. Washington.
It's
Hogs. There you have it. A tie to the
like,
past.
I like Red Hogs better.
No, Red Hogs. It sounds like your hog. Like your. It's attached. Like,
yeah. like a dog.
Why?
Hog. Yeah. It just.
Is yours red?
No, but it's like. It makes me think of like a dog hog, which generally are red.
I have seen those. Those are red.
Yeah. It can't be Red Hogs.
I don't think of a dog hog.
I mean, I don't either. But I just said that.
The Washington Hogs. It makes all the sense in the world.
It's a bygone era. I mean, everyone's got hogs.
Here's the thing. Do you know how many new fans, like younger generation, 18 and under,
they don't care,
are lapping up this new gear and know nothing about the Hogs? How about most of them?
All right, let's go to line six. Go to Ron.
Why is he supporting you?
Hey, I'm not sure if he is or not.
He wants to say something about Campbell's. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, guys. Hey, you're talking about Campbell's or whatever.
Yeah.
That guy, he changed the name of Campbell's Soup. 150-year-old company, and he changed the name.
What was the name?
Campbell's. It is Campbell's. There is no Campbell's Soup anymore.
He altered it. He didn't change it.
That's like changing it from Dunkin' Donuts to Dunkin'.
It barely counts. They did that, but it's still basically the same name.
It was a big deal. Nobody in here knew it.
Yeah. Cakes is obsessed with names to the point. He thought the Cinemax to Max was going to just flop. And people are fine with Max.
I still don't think it's great.
It's actually an awful name.
It's an awful name. Yeah, Max is terrible.
It's an awful name.
HBO was something that everybody knows. Everybody on the planet. You go over to Zimbabwe, say, what channel airs The Sopranos? They would say HBO. 100%. Mm-hmm. Not going to go, no, Max.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. Are you kidding me?
Got to watch White Lotus.
You guys sleep on branding. Branding's important. You know,
I sleep on branding.
Nobody sleeps on branding.
I came up with Sports Junkies. This worked out.
Today, you
changed the name to the Junkies.
One of the names was Sportsorama. We picked a good brand name. This brand name works.
I hate how you take a brainstorming session and you take one bad idea and act like it was actually plausible. It was just you're spitballing. But you go around now and you ask people who are the Commanders, you're going to get almost a 100% correct answer.
Look, man, if you want to go down,
they're formerly the Washington Redskins. They're the Redskins and they have a terrible name. But there's no problem with the branding.
If they don't name it the Washington Hogs, you're going to be the first one in line that hates the new name, whatever it is.
Depends on what it is.
You're going to hate it.
Right? That's a big problem.
He's going to hate it.
If there was a no-brainer that was like 75% plus liked, maybe it would be more plausible. There isn't such a thing.
Almost everything is better than Commanders, unless they do something dumb like call it the Washington Brigade.
We are the Commanders.
I know.
You have to get rid of
guys hosting the Today Show.
The Washington Armada.
The number one guy.
You can't name them something like, you can't name them the Washington Power or the Washington Justice. But almost anything is better than Commanders. And I'll die on that hill.
All right, we'll come back.
On that hill.
Take some calls on this. Kevin Sheehan says that he's fairly confident that they will change the name. Your thoughts next at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. The name debate rages on.
It's back, baby.
And there is a lot of passion.
Thought it was dead, but it is officially back.
EB and I are in sync on that. I think maybe the debate has beaten the passion out of us because it's been years now. And I think it's done. I just looked it up. It's been 156 weeks since they went from Washington Football Team to the Washington Commanders. Like, I generally believe time dissipates passion. You know, you get used to it. Kind of like you said, people hated Wizards at first.
Time heals all wounds. I am 100% used to Wizards. In fact, I think now I like it more than bullets.
Oh, that is blasphemy.
Because what is a bullet? Like, I mean, who cares? That was a different era. It was great at the time. Didn't want to change it.
You don't even like Wizards. You hate Harry Potter. There's not a single wizard on the planet that you like.
Walt Williams.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Walt Williams. All right, yeah, like one.
Yeah.
You know nothing about Merlin. You couldn't care less about Wizards.
No, but I like the idea of a basketball wizard. I like that. It means it's fine.
You hate the Wizard of Oz. You actually hate the Wizards.
I don't like fantasy wizards. I like basketball wizards. Guys that are genius at basketball.
I think
is that maybe, great? You know what? I'm going to go a step further. Washington Wizards is a great name.
No, it's not.
But I don't think. But would you care if they all of a sudden became the Washington basketball team?
Yes.
You would care?
Yes, because we haven't gone through. Like, so here's the subplot behind the scenes during the break. So people are throwing out the rumor that potentially what they're going to do is just drop Commanders and go back to Washington Football Team or Washington Football Club. Okay? To me, that's fine. That's not coming up with a new name. That's kind of like a cop-out back to an old name, actually.
It's definitely coming up with a new
name. No, it's actually going back to an old name and saying yeah, like the old name better.
Commanders.
It's actually not even a new
Do
name.
Kids like that, though?
Oh, it's a new
I
name.
I think kids
that
want...
That would qualify as a new name.
And, it's a cop-out because it's not a new nickname. The trick is finding a nickname that people like. And at this day and age, okay, at this point, it's impossible.
That is not a loophole out of the bet. The bet is they change their name. And Punting Commanders, I'm sorry, that is changing the
name. Okay, but if you go back to Washington Football Team, you're not coming up with any new name.
That's fine.
But
you'd win the bet there. The name.
You can win your $10, but it's, to me, it's a cop-out. It's not... It's fine. It's
but you're also
better.
Going back to what it was under Snyder.
It's fine.
Yes, exactly.
So your theory that
the idea.
So the theory that you want to get away from
what are your best points you've ever made?
They're not going back to Washington Football. They're not going back to any iteration of what it was under Snyder. So they may settle on Washington Football Club or Washington. They're not going back to the
Washington Football Team
because.
You guys,
they're not doing.
You guys don't understand toxicity around Dan Snyder and like.
In your brain, I understand it, but I don't think at the end of the day they care if it makes them money or if it works, if it's palatable. They don't care. Just because Dan.
All right, let's take a couple calls.
Cakes, you're super Snyder obsessed. You said that you would get joy.
Yes.
From Snyder's misery.
I actually should throw a party.
Our poll, our Surfside poll of the day, only 56% said they get joy. 44% don't care.
Right.
Don't care.
That's a good answer.
Shockingly closer to 50% than I thought it would be.
If they changed it to Washington Football, it's actually an easy change because all their gear has just W. You know, right. They say Commanders on the jersey.
I think I could be wrong because I know that, you know, soccer clubs, there are a lot of soccer clubs that don't have a nickname. But I think that kids want a nickname. Like, and you want to, I think, cater towards the younger generation who are going to be fans for decades. Not cater towards the angry 50, 60, and 70-year-olds who are going to be dead. Right. Cater towards the generation of fans who are going to be around for a long time. And I think...
I can promise you...
I'm not saying I like Major Tutty, but if you're catering towards kids, you want a nickname like Panthers or Jaguars or whatever it is, and you want a mascot... Like your guy Gritty, you love that.
Sure, love
gives
him.
You a smile. Whatever that I think
you brought up the point.
Washington
earlier.
Football Team doesn't fly.
I don't know. My kids don't care that it's Commanders now, not Redskins. They didn't care before.
They don't know who
they
the
didn't
Hogs
care.
Were.
They didn't like them because they sucked.
Right.
They have no connection to Redskins. So you call them Command. They have no problem saying what time's the Commanders game. Now I die inside when I say it. A little part of me dies.
Right.
But
because you had
care.
A name in you when you were a kid,
it meant something
won.
To me.
It meant something.
Yeah, it didn't mean anything.
It was
to
in
the,
your heart.
To the little ones,
if they
a newer generation.
If they go to WFT or Washington, that's so bland and boring. Washington Football
but
Club.
But it actually did poll. I'll say this in its defense. It was just pummeled when it first came out. But after 2 years, people liked it.
People got used to it. People get used to everything.
Right.
I'm just telling you, to me, it's boring.
All right, ask people right now, impromptu poll. Do you like Washington Football Team or do you like Commanders? Which one name do you like better?
It's a runaway. Washington Football Team is going to just
okay,
gonna
but
slay.
Dan's group came up with both.
True.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
Neither one is great.
Yeah, you're not going to find a great name other than Redskins. That's the great name.
I mean, it's hard
to... I think Red Hogs would be awesome. I know you think of other things, but I love Red Hogs.
Yeah.
I know you do. Matt in Richmond.
So
Matt,
stupid. What's up?
Yeah, guys.
What's up?
Good listening to you. I got two things to say. Number one, it changing the name is a want, not a need. Think about the money involved. Think about how you got to pay the league. You got to pay for relogoing. And Harris had to go and get a bunch of people to go in on a whim just to buy the team. But number two, in reference to what you were saying, about of JP especially, we're used to Commanders now. We're not used to Redskins anymore, and it's gonna go grow in that direction as we get older, right? So that's two reasons for you.
Which team did you or what name did you like better, Commanders or WFT?
WFT.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I
think WFT would win that.
I think it'll win the poll.
Yeah,
but our average listener on the station is like 45 years old.
All right, I'm going to text my son right now. How old's my son?
24. I was going to, you know, I mentioned going to Dick's. There's parents buying all the gear for their kids. Those kids, they're cool with Commanders.
Yeah.
They're not pining for Washington football team or the Red Hogs.
They're young and they don't know any better.
But they also would buy the gear if it was the Red Hogs.
Right.
They would buy it.
But right, they would. But they're the future. We aren't the future. We're the past. We're on the way out. We're literally on the way out.
Hopefully not too soon.
Let's go to Andy in Bethesda. Andy, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Okay, so let's talk about the name change and look at history, because I think that'll tell us what's going to happen. So when the Baltimore Colts moved to Indianapolis, they didn't change their name. Why? Because they won Super Bowls. When the Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee, they changed their name to the Titans. Why? Because they freaking didn't win a Super Bowl. So
also because there's no connotation to Oilers in Tennessee.
But hold on. If the Commanders win a Super Bowl, okay, then all of a sudden you have this halo effect of a champion with a name. There's no reason why they would change the name after that point. Because if they did, and all of a sudden they started sucking again, then it'd be like, oh, well, why did we change the name from Commanders to, God forbid, Red Hogs? Terrible name, right? But if they suck, then they go to the new stadium, maybe they have a shot, right? Because then they can shed whatever jinx was left from Dan Snyder, who I love, you know, seeing suffer, right? I mean, more than anyone else, I think, you know, out there. I think it all depends if they win a Super Bowl. If they win the Super Bowl, no shot. Why? Because
I've always said that. Yes, I agree with you.
Appreciate your call.
Cakes, if they had won the Super Bowl, do you still maintain they're going to change the name?
1,000%.
Okay.
Yes.
I just don't see it.
Kevin Sheehan said something. He did the about face from what he was talking about. 1,000%.
Yeah. Guys are not going to move me on this argument.
That guy over there, I know him too well.
Whatever.
Coming up next, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, here on the Junkies.